Father, we thank you that we can meet in your name, and we thank you for your precious word, and help us to listen to you as you speak to us today. And Lord, may the word be reflected in our lives today, Lord. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. When's the last time you heard of a judge making an ungodly decision or ruling? Well, we have a psalm today basically saying God will take care of the judges here on earth. They are mere men. They will all die, and they will all be judged. So this is the little psalm here we have. This is the 11th psalm out of Asaph psalms. We got one more next week, and that's the end of the Asaph psalms, apparently. And I still believe that Asaph was there many times, because some people like to refer to Asaph as a seer, as a prophet. That's all well and good, but if you look at the Chronicles context of that, that's 400 years after David, so I don't think it's the same Asaph. And so some say he served all the way from David through Hezekiah and so forth. I go, my, oh my, he lived longer than anybody except Noah or Methuselah, right? But at any rate, this is from the Holy Spirit, and so whoever wrote it, whoever held the quill, doesn't really mean that much, but we know who wrote it. And so as we look at it this morning and we kind of wring our hands about the godlessness around us, I was just thinking about who does the battle really belong to? Well, let's just sing this and in agreement. The battle belongs to the Lord, right?
Thank you.
I thought that third verse kind of sums it up. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. Isn't that right? Well, Psalm 82, a plea for justice. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, and you shall inherit all nations. So that's our little eight-verse psalm. And it seems to be divided into kind of three little sections, verses 1 through 4, and then verse 5 stands alone, and then 6 and 7, and then 8. Maybe that's four sections. But we begin with God. We begin with the one true and living God stands in the congregation of the mighty. Now, who are the mighty? Well, the mighty is shown in that next verse. He judges among the gods with a little g. The word mighty there, gadol, is really also could be used as El, E-L. E-L is mighty. God Almighty, that's El. Elohim would be mighty in plural form. But here we have God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He's standing basically in the context of this little psalm in the midst of all the judges. These are little g's. Now, the Mormons like to take this verse, and other cults like to take this verse and say we can all become gods. The New Age movement takes this verse and others. Well, I don't know if they take any verse, actually, but I can be God. I can be God. I am God. Really, you are? Oh, I don't think so. I hope not. You don't think that. But God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He what? Judges. He judges among the judges. He is the judge, not these little pipsqueaks who've been appointed. For the most part, judges are typically appointed. Some of them are elected, but a lot of them are appointed. And, you know, they're little pipsqueaks for the most part. How long will you judge unjustly is the question, you little pipsqueaks, and show partiality to the wicked? You know, many people would say, oh, today, if you've got money, you can get off. Well, guess what? 3,000 years ago was the same thing. If you had money, you could get off. Now, one of the things we have to remember about the little G-O-D-S, they were to judge according to the Word of God. They were to judge according to the Word of God. That was the standard for the judges of Israel. And you would think, well, with that kind of a standard, everything would go well. It does as long as the judges are not corrupted. But guess what? They were corrupted way back 3,000 years ago. And we see the problem that comes from that. They show partiality to the wicked. They defend the poor and fatherless. No, but they are to, and they are to do justice to the afflicted and needy. They are to deliver the poor and the needy, free them from the hand of the wicked. Who's going to stand up for the unrepresented? We are too. Then verse 5, they do not know nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. You know, when you read that verse, it is so true, isn't it? If you lose the veracity of your judges and of the system of maintaining law and order, you've lost it, right? I was thinking, just as I was reading this, how much we've gone down in, you can pick different benchmarks, but just think about Bill Clinton and how his lying as the chief person in the country, president, lying under oath, or I don't know about oath or not, but anyway, that's just such a terrible thing for a nation when that happens. And we can see it continue to go down. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. Now, why do you think George Soros is spending billions of millions, at least, maybe totally billions, of dollars trying to appoint flawed district attorneys in all the major cities? Well, he's smart enough to know, as we all are, really, if you can pollute the district attorney, you have no... Look at the police officers right now. I hear in Los Angeles this week, now this new mayor, I mean, it's unbelievable they would elect that mayor, but she had all the money behind her. So now they're putting in this, she's got say-so now in what the police officers do. And the city council has the right to remove the sheriff anytime they want and so forth. And it's all now, it's just so corrupted. And the poor police officers out there, they don't have anybody backing them. So how effective can they be? I see them coming out of the woodwork on this Memphis thing. They keep bringing more and more people and trying to... The one guy uses a taser. What are you going to use on a drug, wild guy that won't do anything? Well, you can't use a taser. So now they want new legislation to have the tasers be weakened so they can't hurt anybody. Really? That's really a good thing to do. Anyway, we don't have to go more time here. We got it well enough established that we've got corrupted judges, and this is what this psalm is about. But then it closes in such a great way. After God says, you shall die like men, don't forget that. All of those guys over in Davos who are so pompous and spouting off about how they have all the answers for the one world order and all, they're all going to die. Take another 30, 40 years, all of them be gone. And they'll have some new ones in their place, I guess. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Then arise, O God, judge the earth, for you, God, shall inherit all nations. What coming is that? It's the second coming. The only time all nations are going to be ruled by God is when he returns. It isn't now. So it's just like the Revelation closes. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, even so come quickly. That's what that verse says to me. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. Well, Father, we thank you for this little psalm, and we thank you for the importance of seeing that judges, the little G-O-D-S, were to base their decisions on you and on your word, Lord. And I think that's so important for us as well, even in prayer, Lord. May our prayer be led by you, Holy Spirit. Praying as you would lead us, those will be effective prayers. Any prayer led by us will not be effective. So we thank you for this opportunity to gather as this little family, so precious once again, to hear your word and to be impacted as you would impact us. And now lead us as we have a few moments to pray, and may we pray indeed in keeping with your will, Lord, your perfect will. In Jesus' name, let's pray. As we come to the near the end of the hour today, just a couple of thoughts occurred to me. One, are you walking in victory? I mean, really deep victory. And if not, why not? Has not our Lord done more than all sufficient for us? And I thought of my early years before we had electricity on the farm, and you know, back in Missouri, you'd have, when the green beans or whatever needed picking, you dropped everything and picked all the beans. But that was before we could freeze things. So how did you preserve them? You canned them. How did you prepare them for canning? You put them in a pressure cooker, a big old thing, and you bolted it down, and it had a pressure gauge on it. Build up the pressure and cook it. These are good things in there. There's good food in there, not rotten food, good food in there. And then when you got done at that time cooking, there was a valve on top, you'd open and whoosh. So how close is that to your spiritual walk? Where's the pressure in your cooker to reach out? I was also thinking during the week, you know, it's kind of inefficient to have us as the vehicle for proclaiming the gospel. Angels would do a lot better job. I don't know how many angels there are, but just think how many believers there are in the world. What are there, half a billion, a billion? I mean, there's a lot. Just think if every one of those was letting that pressure out and showing everybody around them how great the Lord is, you wouldn't be talking about being depressed by what's going on in the world. And I'm all into end times because I really believe we're there and we're going to close on an end time song. But I do believe that this is 3,000 years old, the psalm we're talking about today, and it wasn't the greatest times then either, was it? Well, but it's so much worse today. I don't think so. I think we know what's going on much more today because of technology, but I don't think the heart of man has changed at all. It's always been wicked. So let's close here with this song. Jesus is coming soon. I like the second verse there. It says, there will be justice. Because at the end of the psalm today, it says, arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. That's where the justice is coming, isn't it? It won't come until then. So let's sing this song, Jesus is coming soon.
All of creation, all of the earth, makes to the highway, path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sin, wake up the saint, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Thank you.
Father, we thank you. We know you're coming soon. We know there will be no justice until you do return. There will be no peace until you return. But Lord, you've given us such an opportunity here in these end times, it seems to me, to be reflectors of your love and to let others know about you. We don't have to go and search for unbelievers. They're all around us. May we not hide the good news. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for coming. I'll just share one more piece of bad news with you in a way that I heard this morning on the way over. I didn't know what this balloon was that's up above Montana right now from China. I was thinking it's like a balloon when you go in a hot air balloon, a little balloon. That's a massive balloon. Do you know the size of the surveillance equipment on that balloon?
No.
Equivalent to 2 city buses. Really? That's a lot of surveillance equipment, right?
Yes.
And yet our military says, oh no, we don't want to bring it down because we might hurt somebody. We can bring that thing down with all of that surveillance equipment intact. That's not the problem. We're so soft on China right now, we won't do anything. Can you imagine what China would do if we sent a balloon over them? Anyway, we're weak, but he is strong. So we do have a list on here. I keep it on here. I don't know if you ever pray for these world leaders, but these are the little G's really here for us in a way too. So we prayed for some of them already today. I appreciate that. But I think we ought to pray for the world leaders. These have an impact on most of the 8 billion people that are out there. And so keep them in prayer too.